I now have the charity and community roundup. Sarah Douthwaite, a mum of two living in Todmorden, has started fundraising for Macmillan 5 years after having a double mastectomy when she had cancer. Sarah works at the Shannon and Chesapeake and is doing a Sober October sponsorship and organising a tabletop sale at the pub. Former Mayor of Todmorden Michael Gill was recently joined by cast members of The Wizard of Oz and representatives of Independent Living Todmorden to try out newly refurbished seats in the Circle at the Hippodrome Theatre in Todmorden. Michael Gill's special appeal championed both Independent Living Todmorden and the Hippodrome Theatre for fundraising. Janet Garner, chair of Todmorden Food Drop-In, wrote this letter to our newspaper. The volunteers of the Todmorden Food Drop-In want to say a huge thank you to all those people, churches and schools, who gave so generously to our Harvest Food Appeal. Through your donations of food and money, we have been able to make sure that all the people coming to us for help continue to be given the food parcels they so desperately need. With increasing cutbacks in welfare and a harsh winter predicted, the food donations will help us to carry on over the next few weeks. If you're able to help or would like further information about the drop-in, please contact Janet on 07949 212 464 or email us on toddfooddropin@btinternet.com. We also have a Facebook page and website. Thanks again for all your support. Liz, the administrative assistant at Age UK Todmorden, has swum 2,752 lengths at Todmorden Sports Centre, raising £300 sponsorship. The distance Liz has been swimming is the equivalent of 7 European lakes.